It was 10 years ago this week when one of Arizona's legacy companies, Bash's Supermarkets, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The chain, which includes Bash's, AJ's, and Food City, said the Great Recession, intense industry competition, and a union battle had put it in that condition. Ultimately, the company moved to shutter 10 Bash's and Food City locations and emerged from bankruptcy late in 2010. As of earlier this year, Bash's and its stores claimed nearly 7% of the market, trailing Fry's, Walmart, Safeway, and Costco. So how did Bash's survive, and what is the condition of the company in 2019? With me to talk about that is Trey Bash's, president and CEO. Trey, let's go back a decade. Bash's had been an extremely important local Arizona company. What happened to create the need of filing for bankruptcy protection?
As you know, we were in a major recession. Arizona caught a cold, and Bash's went on life support. That's the way that we look at it. You know, we had made some mistakes as a company. We had overexpanded. We had done some things that stretched us a little bit. All of those we had, at the time, thought that we were proceeding appropriately. No one could have looked into a crystal ball and just saw what would happen at the second half of 2008. So we worked very diligently to try and negotiate with our lenders. We were never in a monetary default. It was a technical default, a covenant default. And when we couldn't do that, we were left with no choice but to file for Chapter 11 protection.
Did you feel like we're going to get out of this pretty soon? Were you a little bit nervous?
I was nervous. We were nervous as a company because you're putting all of your future in the hands of a judge. So a single judge, and you have to go and prove to the court that your plan, and you have to create a plan, is acceptable and that you can execute it as a company. So there's a great deal of challenge there. And our judge, Judge Marler, was an amazing man, but he was also very tough. I mean, we literally had to prove ourselves. There was no, this is just a given because you've been part of Arizona's history for however many years.
Yeah. How long did it take for you to feel like things were back in the right direction?
It really didn't feel that way. We were moving the company in the right direction, but until the judge ruled on our plan of reorganization, we really didn't know, because our lenders opposed the plan of reorganization. So the Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors co-sponsored our plan. So they co-sponsored our plan. We knew our plan could work. We knew we could execute it. Mm-hmm. The lenders didn't feel that we could execute our plan. And so the judge had to take all of that, had to hold a hearing in order to take all of the evidence, listen to the experts, and then make a ruling. And thankfully, he ruled in our favor.
So we look 10 years ahead now. So what are some changes that you implemented once we got past the recession, once you got past the bankruptcy? Were there changes that had to be made just because this is a competitive industry?
So, of course, there were changes that had to be made. We had failed. We had to enter into Chapter 11. I think that as a company, we kept stores open long after their useful life. So we didn't look at the individual store on a four-wall basis and really drill down to determine if it was profitable and if it was worth keeping. Mm-hmm. So we've changed that aspect of how we look at our stores. As far as who we are, no, our foundation is the same. We have been and continue to be a part of the community. We're involved in the community as much as we can be. Mm-hmm. We're loyal to our members. We call our employees members. You know, they still come first. They did during the Chapter 11. They do today. So the basic foundation is still the same, but I think we approach things a little more critically from a monetary standpoint, from an expansion standpoint, and just looking at the business holistically.
How important is it that Bash's maintain that deep connection to Arizona, even recently opening up another store, Diné store, I think, in the Navajo Nation, right?
Thank you. We did. We opened a new store on the Navajo Nation in Sanders. We now have 8 stores on the Navajo Nation. And that was really an important part of my dad, Eddie's legacy, was to be able to serve our Native American customers, because they were some of our first customers. As far as us being part of the community, it's part of our DNA. It's how we were raised. It's who we are and what we're about. So those values were imbued upon us by my great-grandmother, who taught us that you have to give back. You have to be a part, because then as you grow, the community grows as well. So we can't grow in spite of the community. We have to grow together.
Are there things you have to offer to be competitive to some extent? Or are there things that you say, well, let me leave that for the bigger national stores, knowing that we can do something they can't do?
So one of the things that we try and focus on is our perimeter departments. So our meat department, our produce department, our bakery and deli, and try and source and bring the highest quality, freshest available products, to the market. To give you an example, for the first time in our company's history that I can recall, we're bringing in peaches from Georgia. Now, that may be somewhat of a novelty, but, you know, we think that it's something special and different and unique. So we focus there because we don't have the buying power that the competition has for those center store items. That's the reality of the marketplace.
We know how the economy is cyclical. Well, all of us hope we never see a recession like we saw a decade ago, but it's inevitable there will be some sort of pullback at some point. Do you think the company's in better shape now to handle a regular run-of-the-mill recession?
Without question, we are in better financial shape. We are smarter than we were in 2008, 2006, leading up to 2008. So we've proceeded much more cautiously than we have in the past. We've paid everyone off. We've reduced our debt. We've taken care of some legacy items that needed to be funded. So as a company, as a family, we have done all of the right things, we believe. Now, who can say what happens in the future? But we're in a good position to weather a storm similar to what we faced. Now, we think that all of our competition, if it's something that affects all of us greatly, you know, our competition has stores throughout the United States. They're all national, so they have a little bit better staying power if something were just regional to Arizona. But we ourselves, financially, we're healthy. Financially, we're looking at doing the proper things, and we haven't overextended ourselves the way we did prior to the last recession.
That is Trey Bascia, the man behind the Bascia supermarket chain, locally owned here in Arizona. Trey, thanks.
My pleasure. Great to be with you.